day baseball's on, it might be the baseball game between the two worst teams we've ever had the pleasure of watching live during this show, Josh.
Real sicko special.
We flipped on, even though there are other options for day baseball today.
Yeah, Yankees and Orioles are playing, I believe, right now or any minute.
Not including the, doesn't even include the Tigers. We have chosen to watch Rockies Marlins today.
Because we're disgusting.
That's right.
It's 3-3 in the fourth.
3-3 in the fourth. I think there's 18 people there.
The get-in price, you know, ESPN will tell you how low the price is you can get in. $2.
Two? That's like two hot dogs at Chase or whatever, City Field.
City Field.
Okay, so let's hold on. Let me just.
Oh, Cubs Mets, top of the first.
Cubs Mets is on. Maybe there'll be people fighting each other in that game.
Are we still blacked out from Cubs games in this room? Did we get a solution on that?
That's a good question. I don't know. Why does it think we're in Iowa? We're not blacked out from Yankees Baltimore. Maybe we'll flip it over. I'm done with the sickos game. That was a good enough bit for a while. We're going to watch it on the Yes Network, home of
yes.
Don LaGreca's co-host. I'm like, okay.
Had several kids. No help from Michael K.
No help from Michael K. Did that all without Michael K. 9 years ago today, Chris Paul hit a game winner to murder the Spurs. Also, it was so there was a game seven. That was a game seven of a conference semifinal, or I'm sorry, a first round game. There was also on that same day the Kentucky Derby, and then after that was the Mayweather-Pacquiao fight.
Wow.
That's a pretty good sports day.
What a great day for old people things.
Truly. I mean, we are definitely in that season right now, like the old people sports. We just finished up the Masters.
Uh-huh. Mayweather-Pacquiao was two old people fighting.
Two old people fighting. Although that was, I mean, the hype for that thing.
Sure, sure.
That was nuts. I that's one of the fights, the big fights that I can remember in my life.
Remember
Haven't had many of them.
Remember how Pacquiao was hurt but still fought? And then nothing happened?
Nothing happened basically the entire fight. Yeah. Yeah. The hype was much, 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 much better than
I believe the Kansas City Royals had a fight earlier that week. And
That wouldn't be surprising because it was 2015.
They were fighting everybody.
They were fighting everybody, especially in April that year. They were fighting the White Sox, Jeff Samardzija. They were fighting the A's that year. I went to the Sunday game that year. That was awesome. So that was thank you. Thank you for reminding me of this, Josh. So, yes, April of 2015 started on the Friday night where Brett Laurie slid into second base, you know, with the, you know, he was a dirty player, cleats up, whatever. Alcides Escobar did not take kindly to it.
Why would you?
And then the next day or later in that game, Kelvin Herrera, who will be honored soon. I think he's throwing out a first pitch this weekend.
Hello.
By the Royals. He threw it at his head. You're not supposed to do that. You're not supposed to throw at people's heads. No, you could throw at people, don't throw it at their heads.
Right at the back, between the numbers.
And he got immediately tossed from the game.
Sure.
And on his way out, there everybody's staring him down, and he goes, he like points at his head like, next time I'm gonna freaking kill you, dude. Which I thought was awesome. Great call.
I remember, I believe it was the Sunday before the Pacquiao-Mayweather fight, the Royals had a fight, and I told everyone who would listen.
This is going to be better.
This is going to be better than Mayweather-Pacquiao.
Nice. I might have been at that game that you were referencing. Yeah. Kendrys Morales hit like a big double off the wall in that Sunday game for the Royals to take the series, because the A's were really good still. They had got done playing him in the wild card game last year. Anyway, thank you, Josh, for letting me talk about the 2015 Royals again. We appreciate it greatly.
Anytime.
All right, just a couple things. We talked about this with Jacob a bunch, but I do have some thoughts on Ryan Kalkbrenner returning. So it's time to think about it this way. So he's going to be all over the record books by the time next year is over, if he just has a regular Ryan Kalkbrenner season. Now, there's definitely a path to him having more production next season, given that he is now their most dependable offensive weapon. He was probably their most dependable offensive weapon before, but you had shot makers and playmakers around him where he didn't have to get the ball on every possession. They were more successful when they did, but you get the point. Now he's kind of the only option, one of the only options in that category. So he's already the greatest winner in Creighton basketball history.
That's a fact.
He has he actually has a chance to catch Benoit Benjamin in all-time blocks.
An insane proposition.
Something that I thought would never ever happen.
Mm-hmm.
He already has and will have the best field goal percentage of all time in Creighton basketball history. He will play the most games in Creighton history. He'll most likely be second all-time in points scored. Nobody's catching Dougie. And
not yet, anyway.
It would have to be a real good one. And he'll have to get a sixth and seventh year.
I welcome the challenge.
He'll be second likely in all-time points scored in program history. He's won the most NCAA tournament games of all time in a Creighton uniform. And would be able to say, if they go to the NCAA tournament this year and say win a game or two, get to the Sweet 16, whatever it might be, which would be most likely the expectation, that he was a part of every single one of the deepest NCAA tournament runs in school history. All of them. They all happened on Ryan Kalkbrenner's watch. Even the weird COVID one where they had to beat Santa Barbara in Ohio. He was there. He wasn't a starter, but he was there. They got drilled by Gonzaga.
He was there.
In the Sweet 16. And then the next year was the, the team that should have never sniffed the NCAA tournament, but they, like Ryan Hawkins, like willed them to it. Freshman Trey Alexander, right? Won a game, got bounced by Kansas in a very, very close game. He was hurt for that second game. Third year, go to the Elite Eight. Fourth year, go to the Sweet 16. Fifth year, what's on the horizon for Ryan Kalkbrenner? It's really interesting, man, how they're going to look next year. I'm really curious to see how they build it around him. I imagine that there's sort of like a freeing, like almost a fresh kind of feeling in the air over there now, because you get this kind of new start. And I'm not going to say that it's never a good thing to lose Trey Alexander and Baylor Shireman. Like, it's just, like, no way we could spin it that way.
Sure.
But there's a feeling of kind of freshness, I think, in the room, and still having your beautiful, beautiful, big, tall tree man safety net of Ryan Kalkbrenner, and you could kind of design it around him offensively a little bit more. Defensively, you're the same thing with the actual potential to put, defensive, stoppers in front of him rather than being so completely dependent on funneling everything into Ryan Kalkbrenner. So I think there's opportunities for them to accentuate his best skills more, which is kind of exciting, where, over the last 2 years, they had the horrible, horrible misfortune of having great playmakers and shot makers around Ryan Kalkbrenner. So it'll be really curious to see what they do with that last spot and, how a guy like Jermaine Neal fits in and what you do with, like, the trio of Miller and Jason Green and and Trout, and so there's some interesting pieces there, and then the freshmen that are coming in as well, McAndrew and Larry Johnson and Ty Davis.
Those guys can go ahead and be diaper dandies if they want
those
to
guys,
be.
All those guys will probably have an opportunity. I would just love it if they had some depth next year, and it looks like they're on a path to potentially having a little bit of that. Which is
that's something we'll have to get used to watching Creighton basketball.
And then, like,
rotations.
Yeah. I mean, if you preferably, you'll not play Ryan Kalkbrenner for 40 minutes a game. Like, you could do some different things with lineups. So I think there's an air of, like, this is really nice. This will be a really good transition into, out of the Ryan Kalkbrenner era this year. But no doubt they'll lean on him. It's going to be preseason. I mean, he'll be a preseason, certainly, first team all Big East.
Now, our team's going to go at him more physically because Creighton is more dependent
Were they not?
On him. Well, I mean, maybe a big fat guy comes out there, six fouls, five fouls. Bam. Elbow.
They already did that. He's passed every test defensively you could ever get. The guy doesn't foul. You could try and throw whatever size of ogre you want at him. He ain't fouling him. He's not.
No, he's not fouling him, but
yeah.
Hey, maybe we send Tree Man to the ground, try and chop down that tree.
Oh, he's on the ground all the time.
He is.
His game is unimpeachable.
He's slight.
Yeah,
he's, for his height, he is slight.
But he has gigantic legs.
He's a weird looking dude.
His game is unimpeachable. Like he for his mm-hmm. body, he has maximized every part of his skill set.
Somewhat of an alien.
Yeah. Like I mean that's the best way I could put it. Like he is, I think, you know, a lot of credit goes to Mac and the coaching staff for maximizing him, right? Putting him in positions to, you know, be that and designing an entire defense around him. But like everything about his game is how many threes did he shoot last year? You know, there's still that part that I know he worked on hard in the off season. Let me.
Yeah, what if he got better at that?
Remember when he made the one against mm-hmm. Oregon?
That was
crazy. Nick Baugh threw me onto the court. Frank Hochbrenner shot 54 threes this year. He made almost 30% of them. You know? And then he shot 71% from the field. 70.5% from the field. So, yeah, that'll play. That was top 10 in the country, by the way, last year. So they'll have to find a way to get some rebounds and things like that. But it's a pretty good looking group. And then you have Fred still, who's back. And Ashworth kind of, we were wondering about Ashworth, like, is he going to say anything? He didn't really have to. He was like, let's go. He's back. I wonder if there will be an announcement by Stephen Ashworth at some point just to say it out loud. Like, hey, I'm coming back. Don't forget about me. But,
or if he just replies to that tweet a couple days later, like,
he's like, I want to go on my honeymoon too.
Can I come too?
Yeah. He's already married.
Back to the team. Can I come too?
Yeah.
Can I come back to Kansas game too, coach?
Oh, maybe that. I thought it was talking about honeymoon still.
No. Don't invite Stephen Ashworth on your honeymoon.
It'd be kind of fun. I wouldn't want to have a honeymoon with a third person there,
nope,
though.
Nope, you sure wouldn't.
Mike writes in on YouTube.
Hi, Mike.
Big Hulk has been maximized. Nice.
You got to splash that up there on the TV because it's a visual joke.
Maximized. It's what they tend to do over there. It's what they tend to do. Also, Mike writes in, he says, Kalkbrenner is either first or second team preseason All-American, right? Like with Hunter Dickinson and Ryan Kalkbrenner. Yep, I mean, those are the two most notable fives in the country, for sure. So, it's a big-time player to have back, that's for sure. And I'm excited for their potential to kind of build things around him and maximize. And then they got the Project 11 going yesterday. Hey, while you're feeling really happy, why not let's throw some extra cash our guy's way. Bada bing.
There's some sort of match, too. I kind of skimmed the email. I don't have money, so I didn't read it carefully.
Yes, there will be a match. Let's see. Below you will find a link to give to this 11-day campaign. There will be a match for up to $11,000 for each day of the initiative. Max says, I appreciate your consideration to a necessary step in maintaining our competitiveness on the floor. Together, we can achieve greatness.
No problem, Mac.
Both on and... Yes, happy to help. Happy to help. You can either donate $111.11, $1,111.11, or $11,111.11.
Now, I notice $11.11 was not an option.
That is correct. There's no level zero for this project.
I would give $11.11.
Would you give $111.11?
Nah.
He's made you $111 worth of happy over the last
Absolutely.
4 years.
Not in the budget.
Just take out three movies.
But I'm not getting anything for my $111.
Yeah, you are. You're getting happiness.
I need a quicker return on happiness.
That's how we should view NIL. Just like cut a couple, you know, regular things out of your life and then just say, how happy, or just like take stock of all the things in your life and how happy they make that they make you, and then start paying the money that is requisite to your happiness to the things that make you the most happy.
Ryan
Kalkbrenner, Ryan Kalkbrenner is probably like the fifth most important thing in my life.
For the price of six cups of coffee, you can make Dylan Raiola make you happy.
That'd be a good way to put it. Think about how happy Dylan Raiola makes you. Think about it.
If you buy this bag of jerky from me, you get to be happy because you have jerky and Dylan Raiola will make you happy.
Like if the Nuggets ran out of money and they were like, we have to crowdsource Nikola Jokic's contract, and the Nuggets went out there and they asked and they were like, hey, think about how happy this man makes you. Just unexpectedly pure, unbridled joy.
Does he even like it? We don't know, but he's very good at it.
Would you like to pay? How much would you pay for that unexpected, pure joy? A lot of money. I want to keep him in my life.
Yeah.
I want him to stay right there, stay where he's at. So think about that.
Bring the horses to him.
So think about that. Coincidentally, later on the show, we'll talk about revenue sharing a little bit.
Oh.
In college football or in college athletics in general. But coming up next, we'll talk to Michael Bruns, who'll get his comments on Ryan Kalkbrenner. And then, of course, the no-hitter last night and how things have changed so rapidly now for Nebraska baseball. That is coming up next on 1620 The Zone. But first, another reminder about the ways that you can impact our community at the moment. If you head to 1620thezone.com/tornado relief, there are plenty of options on there, how to give help and still, you know, looking for some more help in the area, recovering from the storms last Friday. We're putting together our best effort as a community to give back. Now is the time to support 1620thezone.com/tornado relief for more information.